Over the past two decades, high schools across the country have been getting rid of traditional vocational education programs that used to provide job training to students who were not college-bound. With the current emphasis on academics, shop courses in carpentry, auto mechanics, and welding nearly have disappeared. But a few high schools in California bucked the trend, and lately, with industry complaints about a shortage of skilled workers, shop is making a comeback in some parts of the state. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Ukiah, a small city 2 hours north of San Francisco, is the gateway to California's Redwood Empire. It's tucked in a green valley surrounded by orchards and vineyards. Ukiah High School, home of the Wildcats, is one of the few holdouts for vocational education in the state. In a separate wing of the school's modern campus, behind corrugated metal doors, this wood shop smells of sawdust and tongue oil. About two dozen students, boys and girls, are experimenting with hand tools, learning to plane and saw and measure. Ed Davis, the man who's wearing a green shop apron, runs this program. He has the kids copy a sketch and then try to replicate it in wood.
Casey has it pretty well. It's within a 16th. You might want to check that notch against your sketch, though.
That was supposed to be 4.5 on each side. 4.5.
Do you have your sketch? 4.25. I'll be darned.
All right.
But you're lucky it's too small as opposed to too big, so you can always cut it again if you have material left over.
Some critics of vocational ed say working with hand tools is passé. It's the old shop, and in the age of computers, it's irrelevant. But John Chochalak, who heads the industrial technology program at Ukiah High School, disagrees. Eventually, these students will work their way up to power tools and then to computers, but Chochalak says it's a mistake to leave out the basics.
It would be kind of like asking a student to write an essay before they've learned how to spell, before they understood logic and sentence structure. You have to start out with the basics and work up to all those advanced things. And for students, this is exciting. This is tactile. Even the students who are going to college love doing this.
The same principle applies to the other industrial tech programs at Ukiah High School in drafting, welding, and auto mechanics. Here, students are working in pairs, removing a carburetor from an old Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine.
We're taking off the casing here so we can get the air filter off so we can take the carburetor off.
Jim Evers, a junior, is interested in motors mostly as a hobby so he can fix his own car. But for Amanda Byers, a senior, there's more at stake.
My father's a mechanic, and I'm following in his footsteps is what I'm doing.
17-year-old Byers has been taking things apart since she was a kid. She's in advanced auto mechanics this year, and she likes it so much she's planning to make it a career.
I don't plan on going to college. I plan on going straight from high school to vocational school.
Up through the 1970s, nearly every high school in California had what they called the Big Five, a machine shop, auto, wood, welding, and drafting classes. But John Chochalak says these days that kind of hands-on experience is a rarity.
There's 1,200 high schools in the state of California. We believe that over half of them don't have a shop of any kind. Certainly most of the new schools are being built without shops.
According to Chochalak, many schools without a shop have modern sports facilities instead. There are several forces behind the decline of shop. Proposition 13, which slashed property taxes a generation ago, cut funding for many programs. And as schools became overcrowded, they converted space once used for shop into classrooms. But the biggest factor in the collapse has been the abrupt shift in the state's educational priorities.
Vocational education has really been at the back of the bus. We need to change that.
Dr. Patrick Ainsworth heads the High School Leadership Division at California's Department of Education. The fact is, more than one-third of the state's high school students don't go on to college. About a quarter of the state's secondary schools have career academies in fields such as computers or healthcare. But Ainsworth says California's chief mandate is to raise academic test scores.
The truth is that only 6% of our high schools, 6% are functioning at an academic level that the state of California considers acceptable. So high schools, out of necessity, have had to shift resources, and too often they've done it at the expense of a vocational course. Now we see those same high schools, many of them starting to reevaluate because just putting kids in remedial classes isn't good enough.
Ainsworth says the pendulum has begun to swing back toward balancing academic and career education. This year, a high school in Crockett, east of San Francisco, revived a dormant industrial shop with help from local construction companies. In nearby Richmond, high school students are again learning auto mechanics. Some school districts are starting from scratch to rebuild shop courses. Ainsworth says one of their biggest challenges will be to find teachers qualified to staff the programs.
When I asked all of my managers in vocational education to go out and poll, we could only find 100 people enrolled in all of career technical education teacher preparation currently in the state of California. That isn't even close. It's probably, you know, less than 10% of the number of teachers we need to fill the existing jobs.
For now, high schools are tapping journeymen in the trades to fill the void. One bright spot for vocational ed in California emerged from this month's elections. Voters approved a bond measure for school construction that stipulates that every new high school that's built must include facilities for teaching career and technical skills. I'm Elaine Corey, NPR News.